This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Tara, so I had to make sure I had that right.
Oh, so for all these years, we've been saying her name wrong.
It's Tara Reid.
Oh.
Yeah, she told me that. I felt bad because I said her name wrong.
Well, dude, you saved money because I'm looking on that Cameo videos from celebrities website, and it usually would cost somebody $200 to get a personalized video from Tara, so you got it for free.
Not only did I get that for free, but she paid for my breakfast.
Nice!
Then when I got on the plane, she was obviously in first class. I was not. The flight attendant comes down to me and says, the nice woman that you met for breakfast, she's paying for all your drinks on the flight.
Whoa! Dude, that must have been a hell of a conversation.
It was very relaxed. Like it was right when Derrick Rose blew out his knee for the second time, so
okay.
Like 7 years ago. So that was on SportsCenter. So we were talking about that, and she was talking about hanging out with Shockey and like what he's doing after football and all this kind of stuff.
She probably appreciated just having a chill conversation and not somebody asking her about American Pie all the time.
Right. Yeah. Well, I went to the restroom and I came back, and people were starting to gather, for the flight. And then there's like seven guys around her all wanting pictures and stuff. So I was just like, hey, Tara, nice to meet you. I'm going to get on the plane. I just left.
Oh, cool.
Because she just got bombarded.
Yeah, that happened. But the cool thing was that she got you drinks on the plane, so she remembered you were cool. That's a nice interaction, dude. That's real. I'm glad to hear things went well with her.
We had a good experience when we talked to her on
the
phone.
Yeah, we did.
She was chill.
Yeah. Did we call her Tara? I can't remember.
I hope so.
I hope we did, yeah. Appreciate the call. Thanks, man. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Chris in Seattle, you are on the Rock.
Hola, BJ.
Hola, Crisola. Don't forget the men's room afternoons right here on the Rock. What you got for us, buddy?
All right, so earlier this week, y'all were talking about, what surprised you when you were minding your own business.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was at a local show for bands playing and stuff like that. And I was playing designated driver, so I wasn't drinking at all. So this guy came up to me, grabbed me by my crotch, and looked at me directly in the eye and said, "I like scrotums."
Okay, what the hell is? And you don't know this dude at all?
I like turtles.
No. Yeah, so. Because I wasn't drinking, I was at least level-headed enough to know that this dude was obviously drunk and, just let him pass by, whatever. And then it came up to me, 5 minutes later, and just, tapped me on the shoulder and was like, "Hey, what's up, man?" And that's when I lost my ass, and I was like, "Dude, you need to get the F off of me now." And it was like a record scratch. Like, everyone went dead silent in the bar, and then, and then his friends were like, "What's going on?" And then his friends saw my friends who are all wearing black leather vests and are all tattooed up and, just had their arms crossed. Like, those were my boys. And they knew right away, if anything happens, those guys are going to lose.
Yeah. That's what happens when you're grabbing some guy's junk. That doesn't go over well.
I mean, at least he told you why he was grabbing him.
That's a good point. Yeah, he did. At least he gave you an explanation.
I'm a scrotum enthusiast, sir. May I grab yours? That's
how
you need consent first.
Yeah, you do need consent. You need to ask somebody. Man, it's just another reason why it's always fun to be around drunks.
Earlier, we were talking about the dumb things that got people in trouble. One person texted and said, "One time I was pulled over for speeding. The funny part was I was riding a mountain bike. The officer lit me up with the sirens and all, and then he asked me if I knew how fast I was going. My response was, no, I'm on a bike, effing Ellensburg."
Really? He got pulled over for going too fast on a bicycle.
How fast was he going?
Well, I don't understand that.
I'd be like, how fast was I going, man? I'm kind of wondering if I beat my record.
Yeah, I am really I would love to know how that's amazing to me. I've never heard of such a thing. Wow. Yeah, that's a surprise. I've been like, really? You're pulling me over on a bicycle? Okay. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody needs some advice, boys.
All right.
And girl. All right.
Yay.
I need a little advice. I met a really good guy on Tinder. We've been on 3 dates. Everything's going pretty good. My problem is I'm 9 weeks pregnant.
Whoa. Whoa.
I broke up with my old boyfriend about 2 months ago, and I'm very excited to be having a baby. At what point do I tell the new guy that I'm expecting? Now. I'm not showing yet, and I probably won't for a while. I dig this guy. I don't want to scare him away. I know that sounds silly, but I just need some help on how to handle this. What do you guys think?
Oh, God.
And that's your answer. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
On to the next text.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, you could
do it like good news, bad news.
Yeah.
Good news is I can't get pregnant. Bad news is I already am.
Yeah. Good. That's a good cut. You know, it's a better.
I mean,
better than what I would say, Rev. This really feels like a new generation problem. You know, I'd say first world problem. This is a generational problem that I don't even know. Because my generation, if a woman was in that state, wouldn't think of dating. They would be like, okay, I'm going to spend my life, you know, getting ready for this baby. So this is, I don't even know what to make of this.
I mean, you could kind of ease him into it. Maybe make him the throes of passion, call him daddy or stepdaddy, and then say,
I hadn't thought about that. That's a good try, too. You know what? You and Rev have the best answers. Vicky, would you do this? Would you start dating? Or if you went on a date, would you right off the bat go, look, I'm pregnant? Or I get that she doesn't want to chase him away, but she knows that this is a thing that might chase somebody away. And, you know, I think you got to own it.
You are 9 weeks pregnant. Your life isn't about you anymore. It's about that kid. So the fact that you want to date and be with this guy, that's not the priority anymore,
sweetheart.
You got
a couple weeks until the bump shows. Party it up.
Or you can do that.
Yeah, there you go. Boy, I think life is going to be so different with Steve's answers once that little the little Migs shows up.
No, I'll still give sarcastic answers to stupid questions.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you said it. You said it. I've been trying to be nice.
Come on, lady.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, you broke up with your boyfriend. This is the person you decided to make a baby with. I'd love to know how long you were with that boyfriend. Do you think that you're in a good shape to be in relationship with anybody?
Someone said I could hear BJ's brain lock up.
Yeah.
She needs to be an adult. Tell him immediately. OMG, she has to tell him. Someone says, I already feel sorry for this guy. Yeah, this guy, before he gets too serious, you got to tell him. Otherwise, he's going to really dig you, and now he's in this really weird situation.
Here's the problem. The problem is that we as a society have said, you can do whatever you want, and then you make a baby.
I can be pregnant and date.
Well, that poor kid's got no advocate at all. Like, you know, that kid is going to be raised by what, an idiot? I feel like so.
Well, maybe this guy that she met could be a good dude.
It's just so frustrating for the child. The child has nobody to stick up for it to say, hey, mom, hey, dad, are you sure you're not stupid right now? And I would say go talk to a professional. Go talk to somebody. I don't know whether it be somebody in your church, somebody who is a therapist. Ask them what they think. And then they will help you understand this huge responsibility that's entering your life. But a lot of people don't think it's a big deal having a baby. They just don't. And they don't think it's a big deal raising a baby. They just don't. And it really is. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, yes. You're bringing a person into the world. Now that person is relying on you to get them through this world.
Yeah, you shouldn't be dating, which is why, you know, giving kids up for adoption isn't a horrible thing, because maybe you're not ready to be a parent.
She met him on Tinder. Maybe there needs to be a Tinder, though, for pregnant people, like Bumper or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Something. Yeah. That way, at least they know what they're getting into. One person says, my best friend married her first husband while pregnant. He knew all along.
Hey, listen, if it works out,
Well, she said first husband, so I'm assuming it did not work out.
Oh, yeah, you're right. First husband. That's not exactly...
Unless that's what they do to call... Like, that'd be really funny if someone's like, hey, this is my first wife and current wife.
Yeah. But it's not a ringing endorsement when you go, hey, it worked out for them when she married her first husband. No, that's why it was the first husband. Yeah, good point, Steve. That's not a good ringing endorsement.
Yeah. Someone says bang the dude as soon as possible and tell him the baby's is his.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He could do the math.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Maybe not. Guys are stupid, including me.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
A lot of people are chiming in about Come Sail Away by Styx.
Woo, yeah, baby.
Somebody says, sometimes when I'm drunk, I need to sing Come Sail Away to get myself to pee, LOL.
Oh, really? That's fascinating. I've never heard of anybody needing to sing a song to pee.
I have a question, speaking of just being in the bathroom.
Okay.
I wonder, how would you handle this? I was at the zoo.
Well, I usually, with both hands, don't I?
Well, sometimes you can be on your phone. And
good point.
I'm at the zoo, and I'm using the urinal, and there's a guy in the stalls.
Okay.
And he is making some of the most painful sounds.
Verbally or from other parts of his body?
Verbally.
Oh, okay.
Like,
oh, no.
And then cursing, like, OF, OF, ah.
Oh, that's.
And then I think I heard him say, I need my mom.
Oh, damn. Dude.
And I was like, I don't know how to handle this. Do you ask, hey, buddy?
Yeah.
Or do you get the L out?
That's a really good question. He said he needs his mom. How old did he sound?
Oh, he sounded like he was 30.
Oh, okay. Then that's a little trippy.
Like, what do you do? Do you walk out there and go, does anyone have a son that's in the bathroom? He's making some weird sounds.
Yeah.
Do I knock on the door and say, hey, man, you doing all right?
See, this is the kind of bad human being I am. I get out.
I don't know if that makes you a bad human being. It's just, I didn't know what to do with that situation.
Yeah,
I walked out and I looked around. I didn't see any females waiting for anyone. So I was just like, all right, well, there's nobody out here. So I didn't know what to do. I don't know how to handle something like that.
Listen, I run away, but if you, I do. Strange. I'm just like, I'm out. I, you know.
Somebody says maybe he's just messing with you. It didn't sound like he was messing with anyone. You could, texters that are saying that, quite possibly you're right.
See, but the thing is, somebody, I've never heard somebody who uses the bathroom in that way and is very, very verbal about it.
If you watch the documentary Austin Powers, you encourage them to keep going, and then at the end of it, there's an Irishman in the toilet.
So
that's what I say, yeah.
I hadn't thought about
I
hadn't thought about Austin Powers using that as a real life thing.
I don't think he was messing with me. I know a few people.
He was messing with something. Well, yeah, I know. It sounds like it could be a prank. Which I get, some people do, because it does make you feel uncomfortable and awkward. Well, yeah.
Am I supposed to like peek over and he's filming it? Like, I don't understand where.
I know. It's unless you hear other people comment, like, oh, what's wrong with that guy? I mean, but you know it makes people awkward. I mean, you felt awkward but didn't know what to do.
I feel like you need to say point blank, can somebody in the bathroom please help me right now? If he said that, I'd feel obligated to knock on the door and be like, what's up, bro?
Yeah.
Because I did poke outside and look around to see if there's any kind of a female waiting for a dude. And I could have been like, hey, your kid is pooping and having a tough time with it.
The only thing I think of is bad gas pains. You know, the cramps that you get. It's the only thing that can make you, I mean, even severe D still, I don't think puts me in that much pain.
If somebody was throwing up in the stall next to you, would you ask or say anything? Like, hey, bro, you okay?
No.
You wouldn't do that at all?
No, they're drunk.
I take a picture of it.
You're a good buddy.
So you girls will do that because you probably need someone to hold your hair, right?
Yeah, just be like, hey, I don't want them passing out and falling asleep in the toilet with their face in their
own. No, I would get them a water.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Yeah, just like, hey, you're not going to black
about
out
that.
On me.
Yeah, I suppose they could drown. All right.
I remember a dude that painted the grass one time just started hurling and looked like, hey, I was having a rough go a few years ago and got him a water.
Oh, what a guy you are.
Well, I didn't know what else to do. When am I going to hold his hand?
Yeah. Not anymore. I mean, if he's throwing up everywhere, you don't know what's on his hand.
Oh, somebody said it could have been, I used to work with an autistic guy who had all kinds of strange conversations with himself while pooping.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. So okay. It might be autistic or Asperger's. Asperger's, it seems like the wrong kind of thing to have when you're in the bathroom.
Remember, Steve, I think he was just giving you S.
Yeah, he was giving somebody S. Oh. A lot of great jokes there. A lot of great jokes. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. And you can text us at 77999.
So this is, I got a weird one for you last week, and I was at a Safeway doing what we were just talking about, number two. And I'm sitting there. A kid came in, started staring at me through the crack in the door.
Whoa.
And then sat on the floor staring and waiting for me to finish. I yelled at the kid. I took care of what I needed to do, and I opened the door. It turned out he had Down syndrome. What would you guys do in that situation?
Oh.
I asked my wife, and she just laughed her ass off and still makes fun of me.
Yeah. I mean, the damage is already done. You yelled at the kid.
Yeah.
See, with kids, though, all bets are off. When they're younger...
Is that what it is?
Well, as far as you can't be mean to them.
Yeah. Because
they just do a lot of things based on, well, I need to go to the bathroom. Is there a guy in there? There is. All right, I guess, you know what I mean? I could see them wanting to check.
Come back later.
Yeah. Except that they're not going to come back later. It's like, I got to go. I'm going to stay right here till you're done. Yeah. That's tough when you scream and yell at somebody and find out they've got a disability of some sort.
You feel awful, but you didn't know at the time.
I know.
And
so,
you can't tell looking through a crack in a bathroom stall. It's not like you were purposely.
And there was no parent around to scold him, I imagine, because that's the worst is when the parent goes, oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot. But
where was the parent?
That's a really good, unless I think, maybe they feel like the kid can go in by himself. He's old enough to do that.
Yeah, maybe they don't know that. I couldn't wait for watching people go number two.
I couldn't wait for my kids to be old enough to be able to use the bathroom themselves. And not so much for Joe, but I always felt weird bringing a little girl into a men's room, especially
really?
Sarah. Because Sarah has a big mouth. So she would say things and be like, oh.
What, like, God. What's up, people?
Yeah, she would always say, what is that? And look at all the boy parts. I mean, with Sarah, you never knew what she was going to say.
Well, she likes like be like, hey, Dad, what's this?
Dude, we went into a drugstore to pick up a prescription. I got her in my arms, and she goes, wow, that lady behind the counter is so big, Dad. Why is she so big? And the woman was morbidly obese, and I'm like, oh, Sarah, Jesus.
That's rough.
It's tough, and you're like, okay, well, I need my prescription, so I can't go anywhere.
Well, you know, some people, when they walk their dogs, some dogs are a little too nippy, so they put a muzzle on them. Maybe that's what you should have done.
Should have done that with Sarah.
I mean, you got kids with leashes these days.
Yeah, I should have
gagged her up.
Why not
a kid with a muzzle?
I'm sure it wouldn't look really wrong with a man carrying his daughter out of a white van, which we had, while she's all muzzled up.
Okay.
That wouldn't look weird at all.
Maybe you should change the type of car you're driving.
Yeah, I know, I did drive a white Pur van, no doubt about it.
How about Chris says, my son once crawled under the door of a locked stall. The dude freaked out, LOL.
I think I would too. Like, what the hell is this? Kids.
I don't know how I would react
if a
kid just started crawling under the stall.
I know, man. Kids are just so like, okay. Ugh.
We got a text message that says, hey, did you hear the latest dumb debate? Do you call them sneakers or tennis shoes?
Well, you know, it is very true. And I do remember there was a movie way back in the day. I think it was one of the first movies Kurt Russell ever starred in. And he was a kid actor, a Disney movie. And it was called The Computer Who Wore Tennis Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they did call them tennis shoes. And then I feel like in the 60s, late 60s, we started calling them sneakers. Maybe they were sneakers beforehand, but I heard tennis shoes a lot growing up.
All I know is I always refer to them as sneakers. And when I moved out here, still to this day, every once in a while, it still comes out. And my wife looks at me like I have two heads. She's like, sneakers? Who calls them? Nobody out here calls them sneakers.
Really? I hadn't even noticed that before.
Tennis shoes.
Oh, you do call them tennis shoes?
Or just shoes.
Wow, that's never come up for me in all my time, and I wear sneakers all the time.
They're not sneakers out here, man. It's
wow.
It's like the soda versus pop debate.
I have never heard that before. You call them tennis shoes out here, Vic, huh?
That's what I've always called them.
Rev, tennis shoes?
Shoes. I just use shoes.
Yeah.
Just shoes.
Oh, yeah. Man, you're right. I guess that's an East Coast thing. Sneakers is what I've always called them.
The other one was soda or pop, because we always called it soda.
Soda.
Yeah, I'm from Massachusetts, where we called it tonic. We had our own weird word for it.
But
everything
was
tonic.
I remember when I was working at Puget Power, which is now Puget Sound Energy, and I remember one of the coworkers I had when I was doing this temp job, she's like, hey, can you go get us some pop in the machine? And I'm like, you guys have pot? Because I didn't hear her right. And I'm thinking, you have pot in a machine?
Oh, nice.
Washington is awesome.
I love this place.
And then I realized, oh, no, it's soda or solder.
Well, you know what? The rest of the country just may be actually rebelling against the Northeast. Because the Northeast, pretty much everything started in the Northeast. And we think you should just do what we say. About 45% of Americans call them sneakers, and mostly in the Northeast. But yeah, very close, 41% call them tennis shoes. And then other people just use their own names, like gym shoes or like Rev, just plain shoes.
Someone says I call them runners.
Runners?
Hmm.
I never heard that before.
Running shoes.
Okay.
High tops.
I guess so.
I've heard trainers recently, too.
Kicks. What about sprinkles or jacks?
Sprinkles?
Oh, never heard that before.
Or is that just someone's asking, do we like sprinkles or jacks?
Oh, good call.
Are sprinkles called jacks?
Are you talking like on
ice cream?
Maybe in Boston we call them Jimmies, and that's another thing that nobody knows. So we had a lot of weird names.
I like some Jimmies on my
What we call them, Jimmies.
I would think that was like some kind of weird backdoor kind of.
Yeah, we have a lot of weird things. Jimmies, we call them carriages instead of grocery carts. Go get the carriage. Yeah, I it's just just weird.
I was like, now I'm asking all these random questions. Couch or sofa? I say couch.
Couch. Yeah.
Yeah. Couch.
Okay.
Yeah, couch.
Mm. All right. There we go. We solved that one. It makes sense why the movie was called The Computer Who Wore Tennis Shoes, because it was made out in Hollywood, and I bet that's, that's out west, that's what they call them, tennis shoes.
I like sneakers.
I do, too.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
It makes you sound like you're, kind of a detective or
something. Sneaking around, yeah.
Or a
it
spy.
Sounds like an old person thing. It's like, oh, I got to get my sneakers, kids.
Oh, here comes Sergeant Harrington.
Oh, here
everybody.
We go.
Well, we're native New Yorkers, Steve.
Yes.
What did you call the where the heat comes out on the side of the wall?
Oh, it's the radiator.
Right, me too.
But it's the radiator.
And you leave New York, and you realize it's dumb.
Right.
Because you don't radiate heat.
Yeah.
Right, and you don't listen to the radio.
No, you don't listen to the radio, do you?
Right. Right. I never understood that even when I was a child.
Yeah.
Like roof or rough.
Roof or rough?
Rough.
Yeah, it's rough out here.
Rough.
And what's up with Washington? Where did that happen?
That's the only accent that that I know here in the state of Washington. Otherwise, there's hardly any. But Washington, I don't understand how that happened. Is that a Nordic thing? Is there a sort of Nordic accent involved with that?
I don't know.
And I also hear instead of measure, I hear people out here say measure.
Oh yeah, measure. Yeah.
And when you buy a house or sell a house, who do you talk to?
Realtor.
No, you don't.
No, it's a realtor.
Because you don't go to realtor state.
Yeah. He's right. we say a realtor and everybody looks at us like, what's wrong with you? It's a realtor. Yeah, that's us. We throw a couple of syllables in there.
Why is the English language so difficult?
Yeah, right? That's a good question. That's why Vicky doesn't speak it anymore.
No.
Yeah, she's done.
No.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a five-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.